This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu has said the vision of a strong and self-reliant India can be realized only when its citizens are healthy. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Shivashram Hospital in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh today, the president said, "Today the government is making sustained efforts to strengthen healthcare infrastructure and ensure quality medical services for every citizen." Ms. President Murmu said that affordable and quality healthcare services are being provided to millions of citizens through flagship initiatives such as Ayushman Bharat. India has reiterated that the Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan will remain in suspension until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said Pakistan must uphold the sanctity of human life before raising treaty concerns, calling it a global epicenter of terror. He said India signed the 1960 treaty in good faith, but Pakistan undermined it through wars and terror attacks. India suspended the pact after last year's gruesome Pahalgam attack. Speaking at the UN event to mark World Water Day, Harish said India remains committed to expanding access to safe water, highlighting progress under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister John Aman yesterday attended the inaugural ceremony of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 at Yashobhumi Convention Center, Dwarka in New Delhi. In a social media post, the DCM said the summit serves as a significant platform to deliberate on the future of India's power and energy sector. As a state endowed with immense hydropower potential, Arunachal Pradesh stands committed to contributing meaningfully to the nation's clean and sustainable energy goals. He expressed looking forward to engaging in insightful discussions, exploring innovative solutions, and strengthening collaborations over the next few days that will help build a resilient, efficient, and future-ready electricity ecosystem for India. Election Commission has issued order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media. According to order, all political parties, candidates, and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee, MCMC. This rule applies to advertisements shown on TV, radio, public display screens, e-papers, bulk SMS, voice messages, and social media platforms. The Commission has said that candidates and individuals can apply for certification at District MCMC. Meanwhile, political parties with headquarters in a state or union territories must apply to state-level MCMC. Applications must be submitted within the specified timelines. Arunachal Pradesh District Magistrate cum Deputy Commissioner Itanagar Capital Region Toko Babu has ordered an immediate ban on all earth-cutting activities due to rising concerns over landslides and public safety. In an order issued recently, the administration has directed all individuals and government agencies to stop earth-cutting with immediate effect until further orders. Officials, including ADCs and COs, have been tasked with strict enforcement, while police will be deployed as required. It also stated that violators will face legal action under relevant laws and FIRs will be registered. Residents have also been urged to report violations to the district grievance cell. IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said that flights operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. It has advised travelers to check their flight status before leaving for the airport and to keep extra time in hand for their journey. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Rani Avantibai Lodhi on her birth anniversary, describing her life as a unique example of courage, sacrifice and patriotism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said during 1857, Rani Avantibai Lodhi stood firm against British rule and chose martyrdom over surrender. He noted that her sacrifice is an immortal message of dedication and self-respect towards the nation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.